Kerbos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Yavam's daf Tzadi Beis. And we're here at the bottom of Tzadi Aleph Amud Beis, three lines up. Amar Ravashi, and basically we're just working off of the Mishnah's discussion that, right, obviously we trust an Eid Echad, at least enough to let a woman remarry via the Psak of Beis Din. So just based on that, going off of that discussion, Ravashi says, Amar Ravashi, l'kala lo chashinan. But if it's just a call, if it's just like a voice, a rumor that the guy is still alive, right, that's not enough, right? In Eid Echad, we need an actual witness, but in a call, a voice, a rumor is not enough. So Gemara says, hi, Kala, what are you talking about? What kind of case? What kind of voice? What kind of rumor? Ilema Kala, the Basra Nisuin, if it came in that it happened after she already got remarried, Ravashi Chadizimna, Ravashi would explain this. Ravashi, Rashi said, Kala, the Basra Nisuin, Lachashina. We're not concerned, right, in that scenario. Right? Again, if the woman... But we're not going to try and get rid of a marriage, right? Once it's already happened, right? So again, that's clearly either a result of that, or as Rashi says, like you're going Kohen, Shinasha Isha, Vakakach Yatzah La'akola, like Grusha, right? Again, a woman gets married to a Kohen, all of a sudden there's a rumor that she got divorced or whatever, or she's a Zona, right? So that we're not going to pay any attention to that. So why did he say that? So meaning, what do you have to tell me that? So Ma'at Tamas, the Gemara says, actually, you might have thought, Hol Vasoy Levedina, right? Since we're coming to Bezin, right? Since it's Eid Echad, he's coming to Beis Din, Fisharina, and they're going to allow her to remarry. That's as if it's just like a case where you had a rumor, not after the marriage, but before the marriage. And therefore, Vititzar, you might have thought that you should make her usher, right? And therefore, Kamash Balan, right? Therefore, he's coming to teach us that we actually do not. Again, so even if the rumor, if this was a rumor, we assume it came afterwards, right? And she's allowed to stay with him. Okay, so Nisa is Alpi Beis Din. Right, Teitzei, right, we said in the Mishnah that if she gets married, based on this Eid Echad and through Beis Din, so Teitzei, she has to go, she has to leave the marriage. So Ziri says, Lema Masnisen Midatani Be Midrasha, sorry, not Lema, Lesa Le Masnisen Midatani Be Midrasha. We didn't hold of this in the Beis Medrash, right, with the Tani Be Midrasha, because the Beis Medrash, in the Beis Medrash, we learned differently, right, because the Beis Medrash said, Horu Beis Din Shishaka Chama, Ulubasov Zorcha, Ein Zuhora Elatos. Right, a very interesting parallel, but basically what we're saying is that if Beis Din Paskin, right, that it was right, sun had set. Right, I think it were and people said, you know, they said that the sun had set, and then all of a sudden the sun came out. It's not a psak, but it's a mistake. So over here as well, meaning, when we're saying that we allow the woman to remarry, right, it's not a psak, but it's a mistake. Because they were basing their decision on this Eid Echad, and obviously it was false. When the guy walks in the door, obviously it wasn't true. So therefore, what we were saying is that she be chayev echatas, meaning the Mishnah said she's not chayev echatas. Right, so here we're saying, according to the base, they learned in the base Medrash that Ziri is saying that she would be chayev echatas. The Rav Nachman Amar Horahi, and Rav Nachman is saying, actually, no, it is a psak, and in that scenario, she would not be chayav echadas, and that would be exactly what the Mishnah said. Okay, so Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, "Take the Horahi," and Rav Nachman says, "I'll prove it to you." Right, the bechol atar kula eid echad lo mehemen. Right, v'hacham mehemen. Right, in general, right, we don't believe as a witness, right, one witness, but here he is. So my time, what's the reason? My Mishnah Horahi. It must be that the Beit Din is paskening. Right, they are deciding to accept the Eidus, right? And so obviously they made a mistake, but it was a psak. That's the only reason we would believe this Eid Echad. So it must be a type of horah, right? A type of based in a psak. Amarav, Rava says that no, the opposite. I'll prove to you the other way. Right? Teda de Tausu. I'll prove to you that it's not a psak. That it's just a mistake. Right? Dilu horu based. Again, the idea is if it's a mistake of based in, so then she would bring a korban, right? If it's a psak, so then it's based in's fault, and they theoretically would be chayv for the korban. Okay, so either way, so teira the tausu, it's actually just a mistake of Beis Din. The ilu horu Beis Din bechelu v'dam la teira v'hadar chaz v'taim la yisura. Meaning, if Beis Din would say that, so let's say some sort of fat was mutter, and then they realized that it was usher, ki hadri v'amr la teira. If they would go back and say it would be mutter again, lo mashkechin bohu. We don't pay attention to them. Right, because we assume that again, since they took it back once. Right, they already got rid of that logic, right? So we're not going to pay attention to them again, right? Again, that if they're going to go back to that, right? But over here, right, what's going on over here? Hey, Right, where there's only one witness, right? And Sharina, we allowed her to remarry, and then Asu Trey Asrana, and then two came and said that actually the husband's still alive, so we're going to ask her to remarry. Right, but if one Adib would come and say the husband died again, we would allow her to remarry. So my time allowed Mishnah to tell us it must be because it's a mistake, meaning when they have a psak and they take it back, so we don't listen to them to take it back a third time. But here, what's the case? If we're going to tell me that we're going to allow her to remarry, then two Adib come and say he's alive, you can't remarry. Then another Adib comes and says actually he's dead, so obviously we would believe him. Right, I guess we would assume that he died, either to die the second time or whatever. And so, and we would accept the Eidus and tell her that she's allowed to remarry. So Pasha says it must be a toes. It must be a mistake and not actually a psak, because otherwise Beis Din would not be allowed to reverse themselves the second time. However, Rabbi Lezer suffered the toes, so even Rabbi Lezer holds it's a mistake. The Tanya is really the Rabbi. Rabbi Lezer Omer Yikov Hadina Sahar. That's a phrase usually used by Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, that let the halacha literally means carve up the mountain. Vatavi chatas shmeina, and then she would have to bring a korban chatas. That's a clue. This viyamati b'shalom adetos to mishumachim masi korban. Okay, then that's what we said. If it's a mistake of Beis Din, right, not a psak, so then she's the one who brings the korban, right? To be iliyamati dehorahi. But if you tell me a psak, I'm a masi korban. Why does she have to bring a korban? Right? This is Beis Din's mistake. It was Beis Din's psak. She's following the psak of Beis Din. Doesn't need a korban. What do you mean? Well, maybe Rabbi Lezer holds that if a person goes based on Beis Din's psak, they still have to bring a korban. So Gemara says that doesn't make sense because in Cain, Ma'ikov Adin is Zahar. Well, that can't. That doesn't make sense because why would he start this whole phrase? But again, it seems to imply. Again, when you say that let the mountain be cut by the halacha, right, that seems to imply that there's some sort of chiddush here, right? That you might have really come to a different conclusion, but the halacha cuts the mountain, right? It's we have to, you know, be strong and kind of use this tremendous chiddush. So if you tell me that that's true, right, so it's you're not. It doesn't. Rabbi Lezer is not relying on his own shita that a woman, that someone who acts based on the psak of Beis Din has to bring a korban. Right? That would be just a simple application of his shita. So it must be that he doesn't. Right, I mean, in this case, right, it must be a mistake and not an actual psak. Okay, haru Beis Din linase, if the Beis Din paskin that she can get remarried, right, and then we said in the Mishnah, if you remember, that allows her to remarry, but not to act inappropriately, have some sort of other inappropriate relationships, i.e., and if she kill kala, again, and then we said that's not mutter, then she has to bring in a korban. So the Gemara says, my kill kala, what does that mean? So Rabbi Rabbi Lazar Omer. Zinsa, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Amar LaKohen Gadol, Grusha V'Chalutza LaKohen Hedyo. Just to clarify, right, again, that she had beer with outside the realm of marriage, right, but she's theoretically much into them. And then, according to Rabbi Yochanan, right, that's already an Isser. And so the Raisa, now Chalutza is actually the Isser of the Rabbanan. Okay, so it's a kasha whether they usually group Chalutza together with Grusha, or it actually means an Isser of the Rabbanan. But Rabbi Yochanan says we're dealing with some sort of Isser over here. Isser of the Raisa, certainly. My Dhamma Zinsa, Kol Shekein Amar LaKohen Gadol. So the one who says it was Zinsa, again, this implication is that Zinsa is not necessarily on the same level as an Amar LaKohen Gadol of an Isser of the Raisa. So again, when you're saying that Zinsa, so certainly an Amar LaKohen Gadol would also be termed Kilkala. But he would not agree with Rabbi Elazar and say that Zinsa, that's not exactly what we're saying. That you're not going to be chayav echatas. My time, why? Because she could have said, "Asan hu the shasisin penuya." You guys made me unmarried, so you know. Therefore, you know, you allow me to be. I'm not married, so I'm not related to anybody. Right, so it's not as bad. Right, as any of these type of isurim. Tiny causes Rabbi Yochanan, right, we don't have the price of the corner of Rabbi Yochanan, right, that to prove Rabbi Yochanan's shita, that a rule based in the Nasi Velchal Kilkago, Kigon, Amalaka, and Galdagush, Chalzuka, and Hedyot, I see very clearly that we're defining Kilkago like Rabbi Yochanan did. So, Chayev is Korban al Kobia Bia, Debra Rabbi Lazar, Chayev on every act, every Bia, and Chacham Roman, Korban Echad al Kol, right, only one Korban for all of the Bias. And one will come to Rabbi Lazar, but the Chachamim agree with Rabbi Lazar. Shemnisa is the Chamisha Bnei Adam Shechayev is Bekorban Al Kolecha Be'echad Hol V'Guf Mechlaken. Right, they would agree that if she married five different people, right, married, divorced, right, then the original husband comes back, so then she would bring four, five different Bias because they are different Gufim Mechlaken, they're different actual people, right, different actual, not different acts, but this different people, right, there's a whole discussion in terms of Gufim Mechlaken. In terms of whether okay, whatever, without getting into the whole lumdus over there. Okay, says the Mishnah. Ha'isha shehalach bailu v'na l'bnei nesayam, ubo v'amru lo meis ba'alech, v'achakach meis b'neich. Another sad story that if the husband and the child and the kid, and we're talking about here a case where you only have one kid, meaning that if the kid passed away, so then she's shaykh to Yibam. Right? So if the husband and the kid go on a trip and they both pass away, and the question is who died first, right? Because if the husband died and she had a kid, she's not Shaykh Tibim. If the kid died first and then the husband died, so then she is Shaykh Tibim. So first the Edom come and say the husband and then the kid. So she's not Shaykh Tibim. Then Nisei, then she remarried. Right? And then she said, they said to her, actually, it's the opposite. Meaning that the kid died first and then the husband died. Meaning she was Shaykh Tibim, and then she married someone who she wasn't Shaykh Tibim for. So then Tetzei v'Havlad Rishon v'Achron Mamzer, she has to leave, right, her new husband and both kids. We'll see what exactly it means. Rishon v'Achron, we'll see what that means, and we'll discuss it. But the kids are Mamzer. Arula meis b'neich, right, in the opposite case. Meis b'neich, v'achron kach, meis b'aleich. They tell her first that the kid died, and then your husband dies. Viniz Yabma, and then she obviously, because the kid died first, and then her husband died, she was shech to Yibam, because she had no kids at the time. Then she did Yibam, and then v'amrullah, right, again, they said that actually the reverse, so she wasn't shaykh for Yibam, and therefore when she married her husband's brother, it was Isser Erva, Isser Echos Isha, Eshazach, sorry. So Teitzei, V'Havlad, Rishon, V'Achron, Mamzer, again, same halacha, we'll see exactly what that means. But she has to leave, and the marriage, and then both the kids are Mamzer. Amrul Ameis Ba'alech, V'Niseis, if they told her that her husband died and she got remarried, then they told her, oh, by the way, he's still alive, and now he died, so meaning after she got remarried, right, now he died, so then she has to leave the second husband, obviously, because she was still married when she married the second guy, but and the first Vlad is Mamzer, and the second one is not. Well, again, we'll have to define what that is. Amru la meis balech when it's kadsha, but let's say she didn't get married. Let's say she only had kiddushin. Let's say she only got engaged, the first step of marriage, right? After they told her that her husband passed away, and then obviously she knocks on the door, shows up. So muteres lachzolo, she's allowed to go back to him. Right? Alpha pishin doesn't achron get, even if the second guy, if the second husband gave her a get. Lo pasla min ha-kahuna, right? She's not going to be puzzled from the kahuna, right? Again, because again, that wasn't a thing, right? It's not even any type of get, right? It's not even a get to Rav Aaron here, right? She's still married to the first guy. And zudar shav yelazar ben masia, v'isha grusha me'isha, the pasuk says, v'lo me'isha eno isha, right? Only a woman who gets divorced from her husband is going to puzzle from the kahuna, and not from someone who's not her husband. Right, which obviously the second guy was never her husband, so therefore that's not going to pass over from the Kedusha. So Gemara immediately attacks the strange lashon in the Mishnah, right? My Rishon umay Achron. What do you mean that the kid first and last is a mamzer? Ilema Rishon of Neashmua, Achron la'achara Shmua. If you'll tell me that first means before she found out that the guy was still alive, and last means after the guy, right? After you found out the guy was still alive. So just listen, you have a lot of mamzer. Just say any kid's born the second husband. Right, second husband married while the first husband was still alive, right? That's usher. Any kids born from that union is a mamzerus, right? It's an eshes ish. So why don't you just say havlad mamzer? So the Gemara says, yeah, enechanami, but mishum tekebayi this misi sefer. We needed that language in the second case in the Mishnah. So therefore, we just played it back to the first. Right? Amrullah, which part of the Mishnah specifically? Amrullah meis balech v'niseis, right? They told her the husband died, then she got remarried. V'achach amrullah kaim haya v'meis, and then he found out. Right, that he was actually alive when he remarried, and then he died. So Harishon, I mean, if the kid is born before the husband died, so then he's a mamzer. But Achron, but if he's born after the husband died, so then ain't a mamzer. Then it's not. And then Harishon, so therefore we play the language back up. Rishon, Achron, mamzer, just to line things up. Tan Rabbanan and Rabbeinu. Zu divrei Rabbi Akiva. This whole Mishnah is according to Rabbi Akiva. Shehaya Omer in Kiddushin Tosin b'chayvi lavin. That marriage does not work if there's an Isra Lav. Right, again, for example, if the case by a woman marrying someone who's not their Yavama, right, the first case, Yavam, right, the first case where, it's the first case, I think, and she married someone who's, really, she was Shaykh to Yibam, but she married someone who's not her Yavam, that is an Ishalav, right? A woman who has a Zika to a Yavam and marries outside, it's an Ishalav. And that, again, that's according to Rabbi Kiva, who's saying that there's no Kiddushin there, right? And the Vlad is the Mamzer, etc. Right? If you remember, there's a whole discussion in terms of what exactly Rabbi Kiva's Shita is, right? We'll just touch on that in a second. Right, this is all according to Rabbi Kiva. So, right, again, we said a Vlad, Rishon, Rachman, Mamzer, that's only according to Rabbi Kiva. Chachamim hold, no, there's no Mamzer who's created by an Israel law, there needs to be an Israel Karis. I have Lema in Mamzer Bechavi Lavin. So, okay, why do we say in Mamzer be Yavama? Why don't the Chachazal just say there's no Mamzer if it's an Israel law? Right? What do you have to say specifically by Yavama? So, Kumar says, Haitana, Hachtana, Rabbi Kivahi, Damar Mechavi Lavin, Desher Havi Mamzer, Mechavi Lavin, Greda, Lo Havi Mamzer. So, this, apparently, who we're calling the Chachamim is the Shita, if you remember, within Rabbi Kiva, who says that Chavi Lavin, that only chayvi lavim that are created by relatives, right? Any type of relative that's only an isra lav, that's going to create his mamzerus. But if it's a stam isra lav, right, let's say by like someone who's not your yavam, so that's not going to create mamzerus. So that's why you couldn't just say there's no mamzerus by chayvi lavim, because some chayvi lavim will in fact have mamzerus if it's created based on some sort of relation between the two people involved. Amar Yehuda Amarav. How do you know that Kiddushin does not work by a Yavama if someone else, right, tries to marry her? Now, again, this is always a question. My Rebbe used to kind of, drill this into our heads. Right? Whenever the Torah says lo, right, you can't do something, or don't. So does that mean that what doesn't work, or it's forbidden? Like, for example, if a person says, I am a Kadesh is to her sister. So that doesn't work. That's not a thing. She's not a married woman. That's if she, even if she accepts, right? And there's balloons and champagne. That's not a thing. It doesn't work. But the Torah says, a coin should not marry a Gusha, but that marriage does work. So, I mean, even though it's usher, right, he has to divorce her. Right, a person's not allowed to remarry a woman who he divorced, and then she married someone else, and then was divorced from him. But theoretically, that marriage works. They just have to separate. So whenever the Torah says something is usher, you always have to figure that out. So the Gemara says here, how do you know that it doesn't even work? Right, that if someone would say, I could actually try to get kiddushin with the yavama, right, as someone else, not the yavam, right, that it doesn't work. So Shneimar the pasuk says, "Lo tia eishes amesha chutzal ishzar." Right, this woman should not marry a strange man. Lo tia ba havaya lazar. Right, lo tia. There should not be any havaya. There should not ever be any status. No type of situation. No type of status of marriage. It shouldn't work. Ushmul amara. Shmuel says, "Ba ani usenu tzricha get." Because of our poorness, poverty, that's probably the word I'm looking for, because she's poor, right, if you look at Rashi, mitoch anios di itana she'en anu yodin, right, meaning because we're unclear, Shmuel felt that they were unclear about this drasha, they didn't have the knowledge to understand this drasha, right, so we're going to make sure she has a get from the second guy, from the guy who she's trying to marry outside of the Yavam. So the Gemara says, misafkali l'shmuel, what was Shmuel's issue? Meaning, we have a drasha. So what's the problem? Why did Rav was very confident in this drasha, and Shmuel, right, said, "Oh, we're so poor, we don't have this." So it's misakalei l'Shmuel, hai losia eishes hamesh. Meaning, ilo lavu de'asa, I de'lo tafsei bar kiddushin de'asa. Shmuel was concerned that when it said losia eishes hamesh, meaning, does that mean it's just an iser, or tell me that doesn't work? And that's exactly our case. Meaning, there's some sort of fact that it's forbidden, or the fact that it doesn't actually work. It would not, and that's why he was saying we're so poor, we don't know what exactly the din is. So I'm really Rav Mari Bar Rachel L'Ravashi. Halacha kavase to Shmuel. That sure enough, right? The halacha is like Shmuel. We make sure that she has a get, right? Even though theoretically, right, according to Rav, they wouldn't even need a get because they're not married. Amar Ravashi. Ravashi says Ashtu the Amar Ameimar Halacha kavase to Shmuel. Imaya Yavama Kohen. Right, so Cholitz love is Shar Yala. Right, if then now they're telling me that the Amema said the halacha is like Shmuel. Right, so if the Yavam was a Kohen and someone else jumped in there and married this woman, so then the Kohen can just do Chalitza Bisharia. Right, and then they are mutter. Because even again, according to Shmuel, technically she needs a get. Right, because we're saying we're not sure what the drush is, so we're going to make sure to get a get. But then she's ushered to the Kohen, right? Because then she's a grusha, so the Kohen can't marry her regardless. So pashtus, right? We're going to allow her allow him to do chalitza, and then she can stay with the second guy. The Gemara says, it's good, Itkar. What do you mean? But that's terrible. So then the second guy who's jumping in there, doing an iser, he's going to benefit from this. We see that the second guy wins, right? The sinner, the guy who's jumping in to propose marriage with a Yavama, right, who wasn't supposed to marry her, right, he's getting rewarded almost, right, because now he gets to stay with her. So Gemara says, no, Ella, really, am I a Yavama Yisrael? What we meant to say was the other way around. Then if Yavam was Yisrael, so then the second guy, the guy who tried to jump the gun, and he gives a get, and then she can marry the Yavam, meaning he's masking. There's no way that we're going to allow the second guy to stay with her, but he needs a get, and once she gets the get, she can go back and marry the Yavam. Amar Rav Gidla, Rav Chia, Bar Yosef, Amar Rav, Yavama Kiddushin Ein Ba, but Nisuin Yesh Ba. Very strange phrase that by Yavama, right, there is no Kiddushin, but there is Nisuin. So what Gemara says, Kiddushin Ein Ba, Nisuin Nami Ein Ba. Gemara says, I understand. How do you separate those two things? Right, what are you talking about? Right, so it's Ein Ba Kiddushin Ben Nisuin Ein Ba. So really what we mean is that there is no Kiddushin or Nisuin, that if for whatever reason she does nisuin or kiddushin with somebody else, right? So that's not a thing she doesn't require a get, right? She still stays she can go back to the yavam and she doesn't need a get from that second guy. Iboy seima, or you could answer, right? My nisuin yeshba, what does that mean? That means kiznus, that nisuin is the same thing as znus, meaning if they do nisuin, which theoretically would be bia, right? If she does znus, meaning, or if she does some sort of nisuin, like let's say chuppah or whatever, right, so it's treated as if it's nus. And that answers her to the yavam. Right, she's no longer allowed to do yibum. So yeah, that's what it means, that if she does kiddushin, then she is allowed to marry the yavam. If she does nisuin, right, so then we would answer her to the yavam. So ibay zema, or another way to answer, so olum kedamina meikar. Really, we could say that. Really, what it means is kiddushin inba nisuin yeshba. Right, what does that mean? It means kiddushin and nisuin. That's what it means. Aye, what's the difference between the two? The mechlofa beisha shalach b'ayla medina seyam. Because we're concerned that maybe she'll get confused. We'll confuse this case with a woman when her husband left, right, and went overseas, right, when he went on a trip and didn't come back. But we're going to make her get a get from someone who didn't nisuin with her. Because they might say that a woman, again, who's going to remarry based on this, right, it's going to be too similar to the case of where her husband left overseas, right, and then the husband comes back. We're going to allow her to leave without a get. So if we allow this case without a get, right, we're going to say that we're also going to allow a woman whose husband comes back from a trip, even though she thought he died and she remarried, right, we should allow her to leave the second marriage without a get as well. But we don't want us to say that because that's not true. She does need a get. So we're only going to make that gzera by nisuin, but not by kiddushin. Okay. I'm Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai says, "Bechabura nimnev gamru in kiddushin tovsim biyavama." Right. They took a group with a chevra, right, and they decided that if they do kiddushin, if a yavama does kiddushin with some random dude, so that doesn't do anything. Right. That's not. The drasha is like Rav. Right, just like we said before, right? Even though Shmuel was Mesubak, right? The drasha is like Rav. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi lo mishnaseinu hizu, meaning that that's not actually, meaning that's not, you don't need to tell me that. Meaning that's a Mishnah. Right? We know that the Zalacha, that's not, because we learned that the Mishnah is in Kiddushin, towards the end of Kiddushin. Ha'omer le'isha harei'at mekidash li la'achar she'ez gayer, right? La'achar she'ez gayeri, la'achar she'ez tachar, or la'achar she'tish tachari, right? If he says, will you marry me after I convert, you convert, or after I'm freed as a slave, or after you're freed as a slave, la'achar she'amus ba'aleich, or after your husband dies, la'achar she'tamus ha'oseich, or after your sister, who is my wife, currently dies, or la'achar she'achlitz le'ech yivamech, right, or after you get chalitza. So if the person says, I'll marry you after any of these things happen, so ain't mekidashes. Right, it doesn't work. Right, meaning we see that if what's the last case? The last case is after the yavama does chalitza. Right, again, that's a case of a yavama accepting kiddushin from somewhere else. As we see that it doesn't work. So Amalei said to them, "Ilav the deloy lecha chaspa mimishkachas maganisa tuva." Right, if I had not picked up this chaspa, this piece of pottery, we would not have figured out this beautiful jewel. Meaning, what does that mean? Meaning that we would not have assumed that that is the reason why the kiddushin doesn't work. We would have assumed, as we'll see in a second, well, I guess we'll see tomorrow, actually, but it's because of Ein Dabrish Elo Be'Olam, meaning that you're not allowed to use something that's not in the world yet, right? That's not not exactly you're not allowed to use that as a basis for some sort of legal effect or whatever. Again, that's tomorrow. So Yom Tzeshem, and we'll revive to the Hilgashas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.